With life expectancy now over 80 for both men and women, the way people are planning for retirement is changing, especially for the first wave of baby boomers, now aged between 50 and 69 years old. With low interest rates, it is now almost impossible to live from savings alone, which is leading to a shift in how people are thinking about investments, with more seeking high-yielding options. We have been privileged to have Mr. Jason Hulitz from Unlisted Property Funds Centuria, who will explain how Australians are unprepared for retirement risks because of significant changes in life. Good morning, Jason.
Oh, good morning.
Thank you for giving us time to talk to you about this subject. It's very interesting.
No problem at all.
Right. Can you tell us about the risks people face by not planning for their retirement?
You know, there's a percentage of the population that are planning. They might have financial advisors and they start early to make sure they have a secure financial future. But there's also a large percentage of the population that aren't planning at all or leaving it very, very late. There's some recent Roy Morgan research out, and what that said is about a third of the 35 to 39-year-old age group still think they're too far away from retirement to plan. And look, that's probably believable, you know, that is the younger demographic. But if you look at the 50 to 54-year-old age group, which is critical pre-retirement years, 17% of them still consider retirement too far away to bother planning. It was quite astounding, really. So what we're seeing is this is flowing through to retirement ages. An analysis of ABS data recently showed that the number of over 45s who say they will not retire until age 70 has, you know, dramatically increased over the last 10 years from about 8% to 23% today. It's very important that people get in early. They start trying to, you know, plan for their future and for their financial security.
What about unlisted property fund? How different is that from listed fund?
An unlisted property fund is a property trust that usually owns one asset, maybe a commercial office building, a shopping centre or a industrial warehouse. And it gives the opportunity for normal investors to invest into institutional grade assets. So an investor can make an investment. So for our funds, the minimum investment is about $50,000. And they get a share of that trust and a share of that asset. We then distribute every month into their account the rental coming off from the tenants that occupy that building. So usually you're getting returns in that 7 to 8% range. And we as the manager are working behind the scenes trying to add value and actively manage the building. So then when the building's sold down the track, they get a capital gain as well. Now the difference between an unlisted fund and a listed fund is a listed fund's traded on the share market. So it's just like a normal share, and that company or that listed trust will own a portfolio of properties. And the two main differences are, one would be volatility. So because listed trusts trade on the share market, the share price does move because of market sentiment and global shock. So it is a lot more volatile than an unlisted fund, whereby the property is independently valued every year and a new value asserted to that property. So both listed and unlisted both have pros and cons. With unlisted, you know, you get to choose which asset you want to invest in. You can inspect it. You can check out who the tenants are. Whereas listed, you have a larger portfolio of buildings that you can't really inspect and so forth. So some people like listed, some people like unlisted. We tell our clients that in any investment portfolio should have an allocation towards property, and that property allocation should have a mix of both listed and unlisted in it.
Well, why should those negative gear for residence property look into commercial property?
Yeah, look, we do get this as a question quite a lot. You know, a lot of Australians are comfortable with residential property. A lot of them have their own home, and some have investments in, you know, apartments, investment apartments or houses. Why we're seeing a lot of those people look at commercial property now is probably a number of reasons. One of the main reasons is the yield that's coming off residential as compared to commercial. So with a residential property, you're getting somewhere in that 2 to 3% net yield. With commercial, that's quite a bit higher. That's 7 to 8%. Secondly, the quality of the property. With commercial, you're getting very large institutional-grade assets. Thirdly, if you look at the tenants, so if you're investing in residential, you usually have an individual or a family as your tenant paying your rent. If you're buying a commercial asset, you usually have the government or an ASX-listed company paying the rent. So you've got a very strong covenant there. The other probably difference between residential and commercial is the length of leases. In residential, a normal lease is 6 to 12 months. With commercial, it's 3 to 15 years.
So you've got a better protection.
Yeah, look, you've just got access to bigger tenants and longer lease terms. Mm-hmm. Is the important things.
Okay. Last question. Do you have any current examples of unlisted property funds?
Yeah, sure. Look, we have one fund open at the moment, and that's called Centuria Zenith Fund. And what we're doing there is we're buying a $300 million asset, which is a big office tower in Chatswood on Sydney's North Shore.
So good area.
Yeah, no, it's a great area. It's probably the best office asset in Chatswood. It's got 40 different tenants. 40% of the tenants are government. And it's got the North Shore's largest commercial car park for 800 cars underneath. And this fund will return 7.6% per annum to the investor. So investors can come into the trust now. It's open till the end of the month. They'll get their 7.6% return. And we've got a number of active asset management strategies with the building, try and add value so there's a capital gain as well. Mm. So we'll be doing a number of things such as releasing and extending leases in the building. We're spending $30 million on capital expenditure in the building. We'll be looking at redevelopment opportunities and so forth. So we've seen a lot of demand for this fund because of it's such a high-quality asset, being a $300 million asset, and the strong yield compared to term deposit rates. If there's any interest, people can look at our website at centuria.com.au if they want further details on that particular investment.
Say that again. How do they get in touch?
Centuria, centuria.com.au.
Right. Very simple. We have been speaking with Jason Hulitz from Unlisted Property Funds, who gave us all these explanations about investments. I hope you like it. Thank you very much, Jason.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.